Today on WBFO's Press Pass, we speak with Jim Fink of Business First about the surprising growth of new hotel construction in the region and how both sides of the border are faring economically as Buffalo's fortunes continue to change. But first, Jim Fink adds to the speculation for the One Seneca Tower, now that a judge has determined that the city's tallest building will soon be available at an auction.
Right now, it's anybody's guess. If you ask six people, you're going to get 17 different answers. My feeling is it will probably be bought very inexpensively. Don't be surprised if it's bought by a local investor. And don't be surprised if the long-term future is more of a mixed-use type of concept. Some office, not a lot, because there isn't that much demand for that much office space. Some residential, maybe a hotel, because, you know, God knows we don't have enough hotels in downtown Buffalo. And there is some talk that maybe they will reopen the 38th floor as a restaurant again, if it isn't a condo.
Interesting that you mentioned hotels, though. They most certainly have become numerous in Buffalo after really being scarce for so many years. In Amherst, it's been a different story. There have been hotels out there, but we understand that there will be more on the way.
The demand is such that there are at least three hotels that are in the pipeline, plus two more that are nearing completion. So it's actually five hotels, starting with the Hyde Place Hotel that's going to be opening in the next couple weeks. The revamped Lord Amherst is a boutique hotel will open next year. But the Amherst Planning Board has right now three hotel projects, one of which has been approved. An Innkeeper, it's going to be a five-story, 64-room, branded name hotel. Innkeeper is, by the way, that little street right off the Youngman. You can see it right from the Youngman. There's a bunch of hotels there. Well, now there's going to be another one. On Sweet Home Road, we have a Canadian investor, Sam Jowell, who's making his first Western New York investment, which says something right there. And he's bringing a Hyatt House Hotel. It's going to be on Sweet Home Road on the backside. I guess you'd call it the backside of UB.
Okay.
And there's also talk that Uniland wants to bring a six-story hotel to the University Corporate Center.
All right, Jim Fink, what's driving all of this?
Well, UB is the obvious answer. As UB continues to progress, there's more demand for hotel rooms for parents, visiting professors, those connected to it in one way, shape, or form. If you look at some of the factors from Smith Travel Research, the revenue per room is up. The hotel occupancy is up. So there is, and they're approaching beyond healthy numbers. So that's what's driving these decisions for at least these five new hotels in Amherst.
For so long, it seemed like this area was depending on the Canadian dollars coming into the market. And most certainly, it still is the case to a certain extent. Interesting, though, that there's also maybe a little bit of a shift of money now going over into Canada from this side of the border.
Canadians are still coming. They're still a significant part of, as I said, our retailing base, the people flying in and out of Niagara Falls and Buffalo International airports. They are not going anywhere. They're still here. They're still here in significant numbers. I've talked to people in both Niagara Falls, Ontario, and Niagara on Lake in the Niagara region. They are seeing more Americans, specifically people from the Western New York area, coming over for day trips, people doing long weekends or getaway weekends. Niagara on the Lake, if you go walk down Queen Street, it is jam-packed now. And it's not only Ontario or Quebec license plates. There's a lot of New York license plates, a lot of Pennsylvania license plates, a lot of Ohio license plates. So it's not unusual. We see this a lot where it's very cyclical. It's one of the cachets that makes this area unique is, you know, you can almost seamlessly cross between two countries to go shopping, to go sample wines, to go to plays or concerts or whatever. And that helps both sides of the Niagara River.
Jim Fink, thanks very much for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.